of Padua, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Already, children, doesn't it seem that it passed very quickly? We come to the last of our school masses, and alas, we must part, at least for the summer, although some of our students will be moving away, I know, and therefore they won't be with us when we meet again, God willing, in the fall of the year in September. One last saint, then, to tell you about today. He is a marvelous saint to speak about for a school or for a graduation. We know Saint Anthony, who is one of the most popular saints. His statue is in almost every Catholic church throughout the world. We know Saint Anthony as the saint of little things. That is to say, if you lose something, why then you pray to Saint Anthony, and usually he helps you to find it. But you know how that got started? Saint Anthony lost something, and what he lost was most precious of all. Think for a moment. What should be in the way of material possessions, children? Now let's all, children, this is our last mass. Let's not look at our music binder. Let's all put down our little binders and shut them. Do we need a deep breath? Wouldn't be a bad idea. Deep breath. Fold our hands on our lap. We can make it through our last sermon together. It won't be that bad. There you go. Now, what should be most precious of all? Not a music binder, not even a sermon, but a book. He lost a book. He was devastated. Saint Anthony was a teacher, and he needed his book in order to do his class. Back then, books were even more precious than they are or should be to us today, because they were copied out by hand, and they would be worth hundreds of dollars. Because that was a lot of monk hours that went into copying a book on vellum by hand. It was a book of the Psalms. Father Chicada teaches a course like that to the seminarians. It was a book on the Psalms, and probably it had notes about the Psalms of David. You know the Psalms of David because you very piously assist with us for the Vespers of the different hours of the Divine Office throughout the year, children. Saint Anthony was a teacher, and he needed his book, and of all things, one of his departing students took the book without permission. Probably he just meant to borrow it. But he needed the book for class. What was he to do? Saint Anthony prayed, and his prayers were so powerful that who do you think forced the departing student to bring back the book he had perhaps inadvertently borrowed? It was the devil himself. The devil appeared to the student, because after all, he had committed a sin by taking that expensive book without permission, in such a terrible guise that he was full of fear, the student was, and he went right back to school and to St. Anthony and gave the book back. Probably that would be a good lesson for us at the end of the school year, not to borrow any books that aren't ours and to make sure everything has been restored and in good condition to our school before our departure. But it also shows that St. Anthony loved and valued his books most of all. He would have been lost without them. As we shall see today, that was quite an innovation on the part of St. Anthony, children, for the Franciscans. They tend to be sort of, well, the early Franciscans were dear souls like St. Francis, and they wandered around giving little sermons, and they were a bit what we would call today dreamers. And God sent St. Anthony to them to make them get right down to business again and to say, right, we've got a job to do. Let's get some books and let's start having classes. He was the first teacher of the Franciscans. But what was his preparation to be a good teacher? Of course, he was an excellent student. He is from Lisbon in Portugal. And the Portuguese call him St. Anthony of Lisbon. That's their capital city, not of Padua, where St. Anthony died, in Italy. His parents sent him to a Catholic school, the cathedral school. The bishop had a school at his cathedral, of course. And then after that, he became an Austin canon, a canon of St. Augustine. And he was always reading and always studying. His favorite book was the good book, Sacred Scripture, the Bible. He loved to read and to study, but most of all, the Word of God. Children, some of you, I think, will be doing some reading this summer, And I know that you look forward to that as much as I, because that would be a wonderful way to continue your education during the summer months and to learn to love books and to expand your mind and to prepare you for whatever it is that God may have in store for you to do His holy will in all things. Well, in addition to reading whatever it is that you'll be reading, say War of the Worlds or some other book, which I'm sure you will find quite interesting, I want to recommend another book which sometimes Catholics get through life without ever having read. To think of it, it's a shame. Take some time this summer to read a little bit of this good book. I recommend to you one of the Gospels, St. Luke. Start with Luke. Start reading a little bit of St. Luke along with whatever it is that you're assigned reading this summer. And you little ones, children, don't forget your Bible history. Fascinating stories. Have a good Bible storybook and be reading those stories during the summer so you know what we're talking about. We should all love, as St. Anthony did, to read sacred scripture, the good book, the best of all books. And as we do at our school, children, St. Anthony divided his time between studies and work and reading and going to church, the Divine Office, the Holy Mass, which was the center of his day. He was very devout to the Blessed Sacrament from a very young age. And they tell of him this miracle, which shows that when we're back in the classroom or this summer at home, our hearts can still be with Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. Now, back then it was the custom, as we do here sometimes and on Sundays, to ring the bell at the elevation. Our ancestors called that the sacring bell. And St. Anthony, when he heard the sacring bell rung, would in his little cell, that's a monk's room, would stop his work and kneel down and say a prayer of adoration to the Blessed Sacrament being consecrated. He's a wonderful Blessed Sacrament saint for Corpus Christi, St. Anthony is. But one time, when he was kneeling down, just out of, because it was a good habit, when you're a Catholic student, you want to learn lots of good habits, and with any luck, they'll stay with you your whole life long. He heard the bell, he knelt down, and the walls disappeared. And all of a sudden, from where he was back in his monastery, all the way up to the monastic church, there were no walls. And he could see Father lift up the sacred host, and he adored. So they tell that miracle about him, because he loved the Blessed Sacrament, and he knew how to intersperse his work with prayer. That's the best way to get your work done, and the best way not to be distracted, children, and to do it in a Christian spirit. So even at summertime, love the Holy Mass. Come when you can, and say prayers not only every day, but also a little bit during the day. And the day will go well, and your work will pass quickly. One of the great problems of getting work done, I mean for homework or for really anyone that's got any work to do of the mental kind or reading, is noise and distraction. St. Anthony was aware of that too. He was keenly aware of that, children. So St. Anthony had a lot of friends and a lot of family. And they were always coming to see him. Oh, could we see Brother Anthony, please? Could he come to the parlor? And his friends would come, and then it was time to visit with the family, and he thought to himself, I'll never get my work done. And they're distracting me, too. And he was a serious young student. So what did he do? He asked his superiors for permission to transfer to a smaller monastery way outside of the city where he wouldn't be so distracted, where he could concentrate on his studies. He received permission, and he did. And it was a good thing that he did, children, because our Lord wanted him to do a crucial work for the Catholic Church, for souls, and for the Franciscan Order. So that you don't know what our Lord has in store for you. None of you do. That's the nice part about it, because if we knew, maybe we might get a little bit scared or distracted. Well, St. Anthony didn't know either, but he knew he had to prepare himself. So in the matter of study and of prayer and of buckling down and doing his work, he was very serious. He gave a good example to students. He was so ready with his reading and his prayer and his study and his mind and his soul, so that one day, when he joined the Franciscans, he was so humble he never told them about how much he had read or studied or any of those things. One day, when he joined the Franciscans, he went literally from the sink, the kitchen sink, to the pulpit of the church, from washing dirty dishes to preaching a magnificent sermon. And that's how he became a doctor of the church, so great a teacher. He was the preacher of the age. For 9 years, he traveled all throughout northern Italy and southern France, wherever there were heretics, the Waldensians and the Albigensians in particular, and converted them. Wherever there were sinful people, thousands would come to hear his sermons. He was a magnificent preacher. He preached according to the style of the day, children, which was to talk about nature a lot, and also about the meanings of words, because he had studied these things. For example, he would talk about the mourning dove, you know, that dove you might hear at different times of the day making kind of a sad cooing noise. He talked about the dove and how that would symbolize our Lord in a certain respect, and he would just enchant the people, because he spoke about, with examples, things they knew about from their life, which he had studied. Natural history, science, I mean, those kinds of things, as well as Latin and the meaning of names and of words. And he would explain those things in order to make people understand about Jesus and Mary and the saints and how to get to heaven. He was the most popular preacher of his age, and everybody wanted to hear him, but he stayed very, very humble. Now, because he was such a great preacher, St. Francis called him my bishop, because back then, usually, it was only bishops that would give sermons. It was a natural thing for him to become a teacher. And he was an excellent teacher. The Franciscan order needed to change. As I say, they needed to get down to business and start having classes for their students and studying and all the rest. And St. Anthony was their first teacher. He was well prepared, and he did his job well, and I think he was a very popular teacher, even as he was a popular preacher. Let's ask St. Anthony to pray for us. If we've lost anything this year, pray to St. Anthony at the end, and he'll help you, I'm sure, to be able to find it. And for the rest, ask St. Anthony for the grace, even though it's a time for some fun now, and some rest, and some relaxation, the end of the school year, not only for the students, but also for the teachers, at least a little bit. Let's ask St. Anthony to do the work that we still have to do this summer, to do it well. Do it without distraction, and to remember, every day, children, we have to prepare ourselves, because we never know what our Lord will ask us to do tomorrow. If we do our duty today, well, conscientiously, without distraction, I think we'll be ready to do our duty on the next day. Now we'll have the presentation of the diplomas to our graduates.